Manafort's sentence has jump-started a debate about the disparities in the criminal justice system in this country. A central question, why did Manafort get less than 4 years after defrauding banks and the government, while some who have been convicted of far lesser crimes have been sentenced to far more time? To talk through this, I'm joined by Paul Butler. He's a former federal prosecutor and now a Georgetown University law professor focusing on criminal justice and civil rights. Paul, thanks for being here.
Hey, Rachel, it's great to be here.
What do you make of the judge's sentence of Paul Manafort?
You know, the federal sentencing guidelines are tough, but sometimes judges seem more sympathetic in white-collar cases, and I think that's the case here. The extent of Paul Manafort's criminality was huge. He stole $55 million by hiding in an overseas bank account to avoid paying taxes. He did this for over 10 years. So when we think about the level of criminality and Manafort's failure to accept responsibility, even at the sentencing hearing yesterday, he essentially blamed everybody else for his own conduct. It's hard to understand why the judge would downward depart the discretion that the judge had was to sentence Manafort from 19 to 24 years, and he gave him 5 years, less than five.
When people out there have been a lot of criticism of this particular sentence, and that criticism points to the fact that this is a very wealthy man. This is a white man. This is a man who accrued a lot of power and influence over his career. Do those factors, his race and his economic status, does that play into the sentence?
Sometimes judges seem more sympathetic in white-collar cases. The defendants look more like the judges. They tend to be white and male and usually from professional backgrounds. The people who public defenders represent are often African-American and Latino and from poor families, and they don't tend to get the same kinds of breaks. So in general, black people do 20% more time than white people for the same crime. The federal sentencing laws treat drug crimes more harshly than white-collar crimes. Last year, Judge Ellis sentenced a nonviolent drug offender to 40 years. And the judge said he thought that the sentence was too high, but he didn't have any choice under the law, he said. For that reason, about half of the people in federal prison are there for drug crimes, and many of those people are African-American. I do think it's important to note that race also matters in addition to class. So Judge Ellis had a case several years ago with an African-American congressman named William Jefferson, who was charged with corruption, but much less money than in the Manafort case. Manafort, again, we're thinking about $55 million. In Jefferson, it was under $100,000. And Jefferson got 13 years in prison. That's much more than Paul Manafort. Jefferson was African American. Paul Manafort is white. Race still matters, including when judges sentence.
I mean, Judge Ellis, the judge who sentenced Manafort, is on the record as saying that he thinks that, in general, prison sentences are too high. I mean, do you think there needs to be a wholesale reevaluation of prison sentencing?
Absolutely. There's a huge range in terms of how much time people get. So you can compare the 4 years that Manafort got to a Texas case involving an African-American woman who had been recently released from prison, and she voted in the 2016 election. Texas law doesn't allow people who are on probation to vote, and she got 5 years, more than Manafort.
Georgetown University law professor, former federal prosecutor, Paul Butler, thanks for your time this morning.
You're welcome.